Hello.
My name is Lisa from Impomobilia Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers, I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. To start, how many years have you worked at the masonry industry?
40.
And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
On the last job I was on, I was just a mechanic.
Yes. Thank you. Yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed but is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I can work any time. None. I can work every day. I wanted to work.
Okay.
In the last year.
Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Probably more.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there's not.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs that you worked in the past 12 months, was there a store appointed by the union on any of them?
I misunderstood you. What was that?
Okay.
Can you repeat that?
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs that you worked on in the past 12 months, were there a store appointed by the union on any of them?
A steward appointed by the union on any of them? No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded privately through the state or local government, through the federal government, or you don't know?
I don't know. They were hospitals. I don't know. I don't know how much government money was involved in them.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I think the job market looks pretty good. I think it will probably be less unemployment.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it will probably get better.
Okay. Switching gears.
I'm retiring in February, so.
Okay. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, hidden code, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools.
Careless people on the job.
Okay.
And dust.
Thank you. Are you, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 4 months?
Yes.
Okay. In person or online?
In person.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the last 12 months. Union organizing.
No.
Okay. Picketing.
No.
And political canvassing.
What's that? Political canvassing?
Political?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
In the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay. I'm changing the subject. Please rank the following news sources, from the ones that you're most likely to get your news from to the ones that you're least likely to get your news from. Print or online newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news, or internet or social media.
Probably cable news first.
Mm-hmm.
And then online.
Online newspapers or the internet or social media?
Online newspapers.
Okay, and what's next? Local TV news, radio, friends, internet?
Radio's down at the bottom. Friends are down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
Local TV news and internet or social media?
Social media is down at the bottom. Internet and local news are in the middle.
Which cable network do you prefer news from? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
Probably CNN and then MSNBC.
Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or support for labor unions?
Run that by me again.
Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or support for labor unions?
Jobs in the economy.
Okay. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of David Bacon's standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about David Bacon Act?
Yes, I know. Yes, I have.
Okay. A little, some, or a lot?
A lot. Not lately, but a lot back a few years ago.
As you may know, the David Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wage to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal
very
and elected officials support it?
Very important.
Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the David Bacon Act?
The Democratic Party.
Okay.
Supports it
more. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in these disputes, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
the United Auto Workers.
United Auto Workers, much more or someone more?
Much more.
And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following: his job as president overall.
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
What about support for labor union?
Strongly support.
What about the economy?
I strongly support what he's doing with the economy.
What about immigration?
Somewhat support.
Okay. What about the health care?
The health care? I support what he's done with the health care. With the prescription drugs costs? Absolutely.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs? I strongly support what he's done with foreign affairs.
Okay. Are you, I'm sorry, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove of the way Congress is strongly disapprove.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote, probably.
You're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
I absolutely will vote.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Okay. And the answer no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Do I find it what?
Do you find it useful to receive information?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness on your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation in service?
That's a tough question. More membership. We need more guys.
Just a moment. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Recruiting more members.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, mail, email, or union meetings, or text?
Union meetings.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Probably four or more times a year.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
A Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Probably now a strong Democrat.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
David.
Okay, thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope
thank you
enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.